Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
We all know someone who's struggling with an illness. One close friend is living with cancer, and another young friend recently shared about his emotional struggles. What does our society offer people with cancer? We offer them support, encouragement, assistance, access to medical care. We openly donate to raise funds for their treatment expenses or for research. We all openly affirm that we can envision a day when people will not have to suffer from that disease. But what does our society offer people with emotional issues? It's very different. We don't want to see it or hear it. Their problems are dirty laundry. We do not want them to air their problems in public. We avoid them and actively discourage them from talking about it. We think less of them and sometimes even imagine that they'll become serial killers. People with mental illness experience prejudice. They get discriminated against when they seek housing or employment. And we justify that discrimination with comments like, it's just better to be safe than sorry. To be clear, discrimination is against the law in most of the 50 states. My young adult friend said he started noticing a few years ago he was having different thoughts, thoughts that he did not understand, thoughts that made little sense to him, and absolutely no sense to the people around him. He described how that progressed to being hospitalized, both voluntarily and involuntarily. He described the problems of getting an accurate or useful diagnosis of a mental condition, and how hard it is to get the right treatment and medication. He described how difficult his behavior was for friends and family. He admits he damaged some relationships, but he's also very grateful that some folks stuck it out with him. It's easy to be friends with people when everything in their life's fine. It's a lot harder when they're struggling. My friend said that support of family and friends was crucial to his recovery. He said he saw many other folks with the same struggles, yet no support. So here's the thing. If you met him, you would never know. It's the same with my other friends who are in recovery from addiction or other emotional disorders. You cannot tell by looking at them or talking with them unless they choose to share. So that makes our prejudgment, our discrimination, very inaccurate. In fact, I believe many people get their information about mental illness from fictional portrayals on television and the movies. Stigma is when we as a society critically judge a group of people and justify our negative actions against them. Stigma prevents many people from seeking help, accepting help, or even deciding that they need treatment. There are many local resources to either get help or to learn more. The North Coast Association of Mental Health Providers has a very useful directory of licensed therapists and counselors online. There are also nonprofit organizations like Changing Tides and County Mental Health as well. The National Alliance on Mental Illness is a grassroots, nonprofit support and advocacy organization. The local chapter provides support groups in both Eureka and Fortuna. You can learn more about them on their website online or email them at nami.humboldt@gmail.com. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.